The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Great good morning to you on this fabulous U.S. Open Saturday. It's June 16th, and we're in the clubhouse, and our guests this morning include Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN. You know, the notables who missed the cut, besides Tiger Woods at 10 over par, Jordan Spieth 9 over, Rory McIlroy 10 over, Bubba Watson 11 over, Jason Day, Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, and John Rahm. Amazing. I mean, they could be at the top of the leaderboard, but nope, they're not playing this weekend. The only person under par is your leader, and he is Dustin Johnson. Let's bring into the clubhouse now ESPN senior writer Bob Herrig. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Really amazing watching golf at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. It's an absolutely gorgeous day today.
Beautiful. Yeah, it really is. This is a dream day to play golf. Temperature in the 70s, not too much wind. Of course, then you have to go play this golf course, and maybe that's not so much fun, but it sure is nice.
You know, you brought up a topic that has been on my mind a lot because I've been watching, of course, in between being at work, and most people are at work on Thursday and Friday. And I'm watching and I'm thinking, oh, that's depressing. Oh, look at that. Oh, you know, and then I'm starting to realize when I'm on the golf course and I'm doing stuff like that, I'm not happy. So I kind of, you know, but I know what I'm capable of, and I kind of, you know, grin and bear it and giggle because it's, you know, it's golf. But when I watch professionals play like that, there's something about this grind that's not fun to watch. And I'm wondering this, I get it, the USGA wants a tough course, but is this too tough?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a great debate on what's right and what isn't, what, you know, where the line should be drawn. Do spectators want to see birdies? Do they want to see players struggle? Do they want to see them implode? I think there is a sense that sometimes it's okay to have it like this. You know, when the weather's really rough at the Open, you know, the scores can balloon and guys can really struggle. I mean, this is, you know, attrition, you know, guys hanging on for dear life. It's not always pretty, but, you know, I think we see birdies a lot the rest of the year. Next week in Hartford, they're going to tear the place apart, and that's the nature of that course and that tournament. Here it's different, and, you know, I think that's okay once in a while. It's a different sort of test. It's a mental test that gets on their nerves that these guys who are so highly skilled can't use their skills the way they're used to.
Yeah, exactly. And there she rolls right off the edge, back down. You know, I mean, watching Jordan Spieth play, talk about getting some bad breaks when he thought he had a great shot, and it just comes right down back at him. Really tough for him. And, you know, we talk about Tiger Woods missing the cut. I didn't expect him necessarily to play fabulous golf at the U.S. Open. I had hoped he'd be in for Saturday and Sunday, you know, but those first two holes just took him right out. Now, when he was 8 under at one point, and I came back later, and he's 14 under or 13 under, I'm thinking, oh, well, he's not going to make it. And that's, in a way, that's okay. I think one of your colleagues wrote an interesting piece for ESPN. I'm talking with Bob Herrig, the senior writer for ESPN. And he talked about, don't let a bad U.S. Open fool you. Tiger isn't done winning majors. And I kind of, you know, a lot of people are like, yeah, sure, right. They're just wishing. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this one's the hardest one for him to win. To your point, I didn't think he would have a great week here. It just, it, but it's certainly not now. It's just test aspects of his game that aren't there yet. And as we get, as we go along, I'm not sure it's going to be the best suited for him. Now, next year, U.S. Open's at Pebble Beach. So I think you throw some of that out the window, but you know, he, his major flaws is getting the ball in play off the tee. You know, and he, even though he's very, very good overall team to team to green, a lot of times he's making up for it with great iron shots on the rough. That's not going to work at the U.S. Open. Now, he did hit a lot of fairways here, so the rest of his game wasn't that good. He putted poorly. You know, so the old grinding type of, you know, making a lot of pars where you get up and down all the time, that's not going to work if he's not putting well. But can he win a major? Sure, I think so. I mean, if, I think he's proven that he can win a tournament. It looks like, you know, he's been close a couple of times. And some majors aren't that much different than a regular event. You know, some majors actually have weaker fields. You know, they have a lot of qualifiers. The Masters has a short field, less people to have to beat. So, you know, is it possible? Certainly. I think he needs to get on a little bit more, though, and knock off a regular event first, before we start talking about winning a major.
Yeah, totally. And you know what was interesting is when he was talking about Dustin Johnson. Okay, here's Tiger Woods. Normally, everybody's asking Tiger Woods. No, they're not asking, not normally. Normally, everybody is asking all the other players about Tiger Woods. In the old days, that was. Even now, since the comeback. But here's Tiger Woods talking about Dustin Johnson and totally impressed with the way Dustin Johnson is handling this golf course and his mental game, his course management game, and his ball striking have been phenomenal. He's the only guy under par. You must be watching too.
Yeah, I mean, he's going about it like he doesn't even care in the world. And I think there's something to that attitude. It certainly works for him. He doesn't seem to sweat the small stuff. I love the fact that he only came here a few days before the tournament. He had never seen the course before. He didn't make any big deal to get here and practice a bunch before, like you see a lot of guys do. Now that works for them. For him, I think he just likes the idea of learning it in a couple of days and then trying to take it on and not getting too caught up in all the minutia. And when he's playing well, it seems to work quite nicely for him. And he doesn't have a whole lot of clutter with ad thoughts and negativity and all the other things that go into playing a course like this.
It kind of goes with what was said about either grinders or those who let nothing bother them at all succeed at Shinnecock.
Right.
Yeah, grinder is certainly. And then there was another quote that I don't know what the quote was, but he said something to the effect, if you can't figure out a golf course in 3 days, there's something wrong with you.
Right. That's exactly what he said. And, you know, I think maybe some guys overdo it. Maybe some guys overthink it. But yet, those same guys who do that, if they don't do that, they're going to step on the first tee and feel that they're not prepared. And that creates a different kind of negativity. You know, they want to stand there thinking that, you know, they've done what they needed to do. So it works for him. It wouldn't necessarily work for others.
Yeah, it's all in how you personally need to prepare for something. And it's always different from everyone. Let's look at some of the people who are contending and hopefully challenging Dustin Johnson. That this isn't just a runaway. Scott Piercy, Charlie Hoffman, Tommy Fleetwood, Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, Ian Poulter. Interesting group there. Ian Poulter was so close, and then he goes, I feel so stupid. After, was it a seven as he was closing the second round?
Right, on the eighth hole, really a kind of an unforced error, too. You know, he was in a bunker, and he just sort of bladed one out of the bunker over the green and into a really bad lie. Now, that's what can happen at U.S. Open, but the shot itself had nothing to do with it being a U.S. Open. He just hit a bad one, and it led to a couple of more bad ones. He should have made no worse than a five there. You know, if he just hits an average or even poor bunker shot, he should be on the green in two putts. instead he hits it over the green, and then he takes three more to get on the green. It was a comedy of errors, but that's why I don't think this is over. I mean, that kind of thing lurks. You know, there could be, all it takes is one bad shot or even a good shot that just goes a little astray, and you've got, you know, you're looking at a double bogey and letting guys back into the tournament.
And that's exactly, I think, what the USGA is all about, rewarding good shots that work and penalizing the course itself, penalizing bad shots and separating the field that way.
Absolutely. You know, and here more than anywhere, it penalizes bad shots even more. You know, you really pay the price. You pay the price for bad shots. You also pay the price for shots that might be good but aren't quite good enough. You know, and I think in regular events, that doesn't happen. You don't get penalized for, you know, in a regular tour event, you're not going to get for just getting the ball on the green. Here, if you just get it on the green and it's in the wrong spot, you might absolutely have no chance to putt it. You might putt it off the green, or your ball might come off the green. You know, it might not stay on the green to begin with. So that's the fine line. I think that's what frustrates guys, and that's what they have to learn to deal with.
Looking at those Redan greens, I mean, I was thinking to myself, okay, there's Shinnecock, and of course there's members, people who actually join. How do they play that course? It must be set up completely different for the members, or is it?
Yeah, well, you know, my guess is that they don't have the green speeds at this level, and obviously they're playing some tees that are more manageable, but also they don't. I'm sure the rough isn't as high. But saying all that, I'm sure it's still really hard. I'm sure that it's a tough golf course to play as a member. You know, I think you have to be, you know, really, really, really love the game and be an avid. To, you know, to appreciate it and to be able to deal with it. I mean, somebody had the great line the other day. They said, what do the members do when the wind is like this? Like it was on Thursday.
Yeah.
And they said they play cards. They don't play golf.
Yes.
So, you know, they know better, you know, and it's, you know, I've often wondered how could anybody be a member at Oakmont? Place is so hard, but yet their membership is very keen on it. They love that, and you know, some people love playing really, really hard golf courses, and good for them. That's great.
Seeing Scott Piercy in right below Dustin Johnson with Charlie Hoffman, even par. Scott Piercy isn't he paired now with Dustin Johnson? He came in. I don't recall. Wasn't he second? In another event with Dustin Johnson winning it?
At Oakmont 2 years ago, he was right up there and had a very, very good tournament. And, you know, the crazy thing about him is he said after the first round, he was up on the leaderboard. He had played a practice round on Wednesday, and he lost four balls in the first five holes, and he quit. You know, I mean, he walked off the course. He just didn't want to keep beating himself up. And here he is, you know, tied for second place today. I mean, it just kind of goes to show you how things can change. But, yeah, he tied for second in 2016. So, but again, you know, if he has that kind of, if he reverts any time today in that kind of form that he had the other day, that's going to make life rough on him today too.
It's going to be interesting because I mean I'm not counting out if Ian can keep it together. Justin Rose, what a game! What a grinder! Henrik Stenson, he's won, you know, recently it seems at the Open, and Tommy Fleetwood. There's a very, very strong contender on a golf course that's very linksy. How do you think he'll do today and tomorrow?
Yeah,
Bob, Bob, just a second. Let's see if we can get that phone to stabilize. We're having some problems. Bob Herrig is ESPN senior writer. He's calling in from the media center over at Shinnecock Hills. And, of course, that's where the U.S. Open is being played. And there is such a demand for cell and all the other signals. A lot of data is being transferred there. So sometimes these things happen with the phone lines that are coming in from Shinnecock. So we didn't really get to hear what you said about what you thought of Tommy Fleetwood. You cut out considerably.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we're losing you again. Let's see. I have another guest coming in shortly, and this gentleman is actually in charge of K-Motion Golf. And one of the coaches who uses K-Motion, it just happens to be Claude Harmon, who is the coach for, yes, Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson. So it's going to be interesting to see how those two guys do, and talk about what this K-Motion does to help them get their game on. Are you still there, Bob?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Final thought on Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, I like his chances a lot. He's been a top player here for the last couple of years, and has been at the top of a lot of leaderboards, won some big tournaments, and had a great day yesterday to put himself in this position. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys from Europe that are up there, you know, him and Stenson and Rose and Poulter. And it'd be a great result if he could hang in there and give Dustin a run tomorrow.
Yes, it would. And now that we've got such clarity, I just have to ask you about the fireman who is playing in this U.S. Open, this amateur who is, you know, one of the qualifiers. I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce his name correctly. Can you give it to us?
Yeah, Matt Parziali.
Yes, yes.
Right. He's a fireman at Brockton, Mass., and he won the U.S. Mid-Am last year, which, you know, talk about a great victory. Got him some incredible purse spots in the Masters and in the U.S. Open. And yes. You know, so he missed the cut at the Masters, but he made the cut here. It's a tremendous accomplishment. And, you know, for a guy who has a full-time job and even probably has difficulty competing at the elite amateur level because he's working.
Yeah.
And, you know, he makes the cut in the U.S. Open. I mean, what a great memory. What a great accomplishment.
Yeah, and, of course, Fox, with him starting off the broadcast, he's been featured extensively on the telecast, mm-hmm. and it's great watching. He's got a beautiful swing.
It sure does. Yeah.
It's marvelous. Always great. Great talking with you. Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN. Thanks for checking in from the U.S. Open. I'm a privilege talking with you. Thanks so much. Aloha.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Take care.
We're going to come back. And as I said, we're going to be talking with Tony Morgan, the head of golf at K-Motion. And you may have heard of it. It's K-Vest. But now it's called K-Motion, and it's used in actually injury, motion for therapy, and in baseball. So next up is Tony Morgan. We'll take a break. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call FuturaStone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, so people are asking me, so who's, you know, what happened to Tiger? Well, if you're a Tiger Woods or Jordan Spieth or Rory McIlroy, Bubba Watson, Jason Day, Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, John Rahm fan, they won't be there. They won't be on the telecast on Fox because they didn't make the cut. It's a tough course, the Shinnecock. But what we've got at the top of the leaderboard, at least as of yesterday when the second round was finished, the only person under par is your leader. His name is Dustin Johnson, and he won last weekend, which would be a first for somebody who won the weekend before the U.S. Open to win the U.S. Open. That would be a first. So four under is the leader. Even comes second, Scott Piercy and Charlie Hoffman. A large group, one over. Tommy Fleetwood, Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, and Ian Poulter. Now, in this group, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, they both have the same coach. His name is Claude Harmon. And Claude Harmon uses K-Motion when he is training his students. And talking about K-Motion, now you may know this is K-Vest, but it has a new name. It is K-Motion. And the managing partner on the air with us now is Tony Morgan. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. So when I was reading about K-Motion, helps people move better. We create human motion learning systems for golf, fitness, and physical therapy professionals. Our solutions are used by some of the top professionals and athletes around the world, utilizing a combination of software, sensors, and professional development. We empower coaches, trainers, and therapists to deliver superior outcomes to their clients. And I imagine you make the people who are those clients feel very good about themselves, including Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka. So let's dial it back a little bit and talk about what is K-Motion physically. So if I were to walk over to the coach and say, you know, I heard about this thing called K-Motion, and I'd really like to test it out and see what it can do for my game. What would he present?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So K-Motion, like you said, we develop technology. So it's you put some small sensors on your body. So if you were to go take a lesson with a golf coach, you put four sensors on your body. That's what's called our K-Coach system. So we put a sensor on the back of the hips. One goes on the top of the shoulders. One goes on the forearm. And then one goes on the golf glove. So it takes about 30 seconds to put on. And basically, we're able to capture some swings. And we can look at the information from the swing. So if you're going in because you've got a slice or you're hooking the ball, what we're able to do is find out the reason that's happening. So there's a measure side to the information, and then there's an understand side to the coach. So it helps the coach understand what's happening at a deeper level. But for the player, the best part is the biofeedback, where if they're trying to make a change, the coach can then program in a drill, and the student then gets visual and auditory feedback, so a sound would actually play from the software when they're moving their body the right way. So the feedback is really what helps players get to the next level from a performance side.
And that's excellent, because I know a lot of people, myself included, when they're in the swing motion, we don't really know what different parts of our body are doing. We're just kind of doing it. You know, we think we're doing it right? And
exactly.
So what your system is, this is something that do I wear a vest in addition to those sensors, or is it just the sensors?
Yeah, so it's very small garments. So you put there's a little garment that goes on for the hips, and there's a garment that goes on for the upper body, very small, unrestrictive, and then just very small straps for the forearm, and then the fourth sensor actually attaches right to the golf glove, so there's no garment for that one. So our goal has always been, you know, while there is a lot of information, and, you know, it's really easy to put on, it takes less than 45 seconds for a player to put on the full system. We also have a system for players where they can actually train in their house. That system is two sensors, and that's just for the pelvis or for the hips and the upper body. So, yeah, they're small garments, but they're, you know, the whole goal is to make it very unrestricted when you're trying to swing a club.
And so once you get the feedback, how does that show itself up? I'm thinking like an EKG sort of. How does it show itself?
Yeah, so there's a live animation on the screen, so... You know, let's say you're working on a move, let's say in your backswing very simply, and maybe you're somebody that loses your posture a little bit as you swing back, and that leads to poor contact and different types of shots you don't want. So the coach could have the player then swing back into their backswing, set the ideal position for that player, and then when they get there, this tone would sound, and then on the screen, there'd be a live animation of the player's upper body. And that animation would go green when they move the right way. So as you're moving, it might be red to start and keep going, and it's red. And then all of a sudden, when you get into the ideal position for you, the animation would turn green, and then you'd get that auditory tone. So you're reinforcing both the, you know, the auditory side as well as the kinesthetic for the feel.
That's great. That's great. And so the coach will then help you get into the position, like move the arm back to where it should be, higher up, maybe with the elbows or the hand, you know, whatever it happens to be. Then you can then feel that. And of course, it's going to take a lot of repetition to make that happen during the fluidity of the action. So but then you get the tone that tells you, okay, you've got it. Or you haven't quite got it, but then you can also see when, and you've got all these different inputs that really help, whether you're a visual learner, an auditory learner, however the keys are for your brain, all of that is incorporated in this K-motion sensory system that will then help improve our golf swing and our golf game. That's marvelous.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, and one thing you mentioned there is, you know, the coach is able to go in and input different positions. One of the things that's new for this year that's really taken this to the next level is you can actually use this technology not only when you're playing bad or you're not hitting it the way you want and go see a coach and they can program in certain positions that would feel different. But what about when you're actually hitting it great? You know, you go out and for the first time in a while, you're hitting your driver better than you've ever hit it. And you don't know why. Maybe it's a different feel or it just feels different that day, or you've got a good swing thought. But you can actually go into your coach that has a K-Coach system, and they can capture the driver swing. So you get off the course, you say, you know what, I'm hitting my driver so good. I want to go capture some of these swings because now I can actually baseline it to myself instead of comparing me to some tour players, whether it's LPGA or PGA. I want to know what I'm doing when I'm playing well. And so we can capture that motion, and we have a new feature where you can actually click train to best swing. It'll bottle up that motion, set up, halfway back, top, transition, impact, follow through. And with a couple of clicks, it'll build a training program. So now when you set back up to the golf ball, it'll be the setup exactly where you were, how much you bent forward or how much you tilted with your shoulders at address. And it locks all that in. So let's say a week down the road, you go play and now the driver's not feeling the same, you're not hitting it good. You can actually go back to the swing from last Saturday and you can train to that dynamically to get those feels back.
Oh, that's brilliant, because now you have just created the cookie cutter. That's you.
That's right.
Right. And then you can, and a lot of us forget that, okay, I'm doing great. And then when you're not, you go, what am I doing wrong? You have no idea. But this way, you can plan ahead so that when it does, and everybody loses it, just watch the pros. I mean, they're, you know, right? I mean, one day they've got their game.
This weekend.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Jordan's right. been suffering, and Rory is like in I don't know where, and I'm sure he wonders, and Jason's back and forth and up and down. You just don't know, okay, what was I doing that was so great? Can this work for putting too?
Yeah, for every part of the game. So you know, whether it's a putt or, you know, maybe it's a day where you go out and you played great, but you were really struggling with a certain part of your wedge game. Maybe it's a distance wedge between 60 and 80 yards. So you can actually come in, maybe you get off the course, you go to the range, you throw the system on, you capture a couple swings, and first couple shots go 60 and then 90. And then all of a sudden you dial in, let's say you were struggling with 75 yards that day, you'd actually hit a couple. When you finally feel the 75, you save that swing, and you can save it as your best 75-yard shot, and then you can actually store that so the next time you're struggling with 75 yards, you can come back to it. So whether it's putting, or distance wedges, or mid-irons, or hybrids, you can store basically, we call it my bag, where you can store your best swings for every club in your bag.
I love it. Absolutely. This is Tony Morgan. He is the managing partner, K-Motion. You may have heard it as K-Invest, but it's K-Motion now. Launched in 2005 at the PGA Show. You're just constantly in an evolution, and that's what makes it brilliant, because you keep getting feedback, I'm sure, from coaches and from people who are using the system. And I was listening to one of the coaches who uses K-Motion. You have a biomechanic and feedback with, you know, the posture, backswing timing, putting it into a lesson. Now, this doesn't, every coach has his own lesson. Way of teaching system, right? You just you don't have anything that you have to follow this particular format for this to work.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I would say there's two really important parts for the players that are listening. You know, when you go in and get a lesson, so a coach has a philosophy or a way they teach. And also from the player side, everybody's players' bodies are different. So if you're teaching a 15-year-old junior that has a lot of mobility versus somebody that's maybe older in age and lacks flexibility, we've got to help the coach be able to customize the movement based on what they can physically do, the player, and then also how the coach teaches from a philosophy side. So all that's customizable. So when the player comes in and they're hitting shots, that's like an example of where that train to best swing really comes in, that the coach can make the changes that they want. And all of a sudden, when they get the results of the ball flight to change, they can store it and then train to it. So every drill in the software, whether it's putting or driving, everything's fully customizable, where the coach can actually just get the player in the position they want. They click a button, and it'll move the tour ranges to wherever they want that player. So we have one button in our software called Set Live, and that'll basically allows you to override the tour ranges for what this individual player means. I mean, if somebody swings back and they can't turn 90 degrees because they lack the flexibility, well, maybe 75 degrees of shoulder turn is the best for them, and that's where they hit it the best. Well, the coach just clicks set live on 75 degrees, and now when they go back, they get the tone at that mark. So great, great question. It's one of the most important parts of the software is the customization for the player.
Exactly. So I'm talking with Tony Morgan, managing partner, K-Motion is what it is. And I'm so glad I got the press release from Buffalo. K-Motion user Minji Lee wins LPGA Volvic Championship. So you have a lot of different players on tour and a lot of different coaches on tour that are using K-Motion. And obviously, I just from listening to you talk about it, it must be a huge help in the training process. And I love your measure, assess, coach, and train, that those four important parts about once the K-Motion system is used, that all of these things need to be working together with the coach and the player or the person learning. Would you recommend, you know, here in Hawaii, we have so many fabulous resorts and so many of them have great golf facilities. This would be a good thing for them to add to their, because they could send all this information home with the person, couldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. That's where this is going. So from the player's side, you know, you go take a lesson. And so you mentioned there, measure, assess. We now call it understand. But you've got measure, understand, and coach and train, just like you said. So when you go in and you take a lesson, the coach is using technology the same way they're using a launch monitor to measure your body, to understand the motion, to be able to then coach, which is provide the drills that are going to help you play better. That last bucket there, train, that's one of the biggest challenges today from the player's side is what do you do when you leave the lesson and the coach isn't there watching you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you doing the drill the same way? Has it changed a little bit? So the great thing now is you can actually take the technology. We have another system, as I mentioned earlier, called K-Player. You can actually bring this into your house, and the coach can build you a program on the lesson tee. They can upload that program, those drills. You can now be in your house. They can send you the drills, and you could be sitting in your basement or your backyard or on the driving range, and you could actually be practicing perfectly now when you're not with your coach. So this is really we call it our ecosystem, where, you know, there's better lessons now that can happen as far as understanding the motion, but once that player now leaves the coach, the reps and the practice time can be at a such higher level of quality because of the biofeedback.
Wonderful. And I can get more information if I'd like to get K-Player or the whole system at, give us the website.
Yeah, it's kmotion.com.
I thought so, but my computer's loading very slowly.
It's no problem.
kmotion.com. This is Tony Morgan, managing partner. They use it in baseball too. That's fabulous. So you're branching out into other, and therapy and just lots of things. So find out more. It's at kmotion.com. Thank you, Tony, for being on the show.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Aloha. We're gonna come back and talk with Mick Terrell. He is a caddy. So we're gonna go inside the ropes and get the view, not necessarily. He's been watching the U.S. Open, and it's interesting to see how he has been sending me notes about what caddies are doing inside the ropes at the U.S. Open. You know, he met the Jutana Garn family. He has, and they're quite friendly. Now he was caddying for Maria Jutana Garn. He's caddied for Dorothy Dillison. Do you remember Dorothy? She played Anna Jang, Chela Choi, just a whole lot of people, of course. He's semi-retired right now. He's written a book, but on hole number one, he was writing, he said, these are the sample of some of my observations taken today while watching coverage of the Open. Hole number one, NW Wind, 399 yard, par four, minus 33 feet downhill. So I'm not sure, you know, that dogleg right, 225 yard clear, the right trap, run out C, left starts at 250 plus, flat approach shot, 150 yard or less, green crowned, center is 2730, 27 back, 2730, 29 crown center. That's just the notes from this caddy watching the U.S. Open on hole number one. So there's a lot caddies do for their players. It's a team. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Mick Terrell, LPGA Tour caddy. He's semi-retired. He's caddied for the web.com tour, many tours. Blogger, he founded the LPGAcaddy.com website. It was dedicated to LPGA Tour caddies and players and coaches and officials and volunteers who work for the love of the game. But then he turned his attention to his book now. He has a book. It's called How to Caddy on Tour, Lessons Learned from Inside the Ropes. He's caddied for Patty Sheehan, Moria Chittanagon, Anna Jang, Chella Choi, Vicky Hurst, Dorothy De La Sen, just a number of players, and many, many more, because Mick Terrell is just really dedicated to his craft. I have to ask you, Mick, were you perchance listening while I was talking about one of the samples of your observations from the U.S. Open coverage, hole number one?
Oh, hi, Jen. Danielle, yeah, I sure was. You hit it right on the nail, right on the head. It's preparation. It's all about homework.
Yeah. Well, it was just interesting when I was reading hole number one. So it was a northwest wind, 399-yard par four. What does the minus 33 feet downhill mean?
That's from the tee down to the target area.
Okay, and then it's a dogleg right, 225-yard clear the right trap.
Right.
Okay.
So from the tee. Now, these numbers are taken during a walkthrough.
Okay.
And that's one of the first places a caddy and a player will start is at the walkthrough. They'll start with the yardage book, and they'll be at the back tee, and they'll look for the targets downrange. Now, when you have a target downrange that you're visualizing, you've got a number of obstacles you've got to work around. One of the clears, you have bunkers, you have, you know, water hazards, all those things. So in other words, in order to clear, let's say, on hole number one, that 225-yard right trap, that's your start number. Then if you watch the caddies, you'll see them go from the back line. They'll step off 10 or 15 yards to where the tee is, where they're hitting from. So they calculate that. They'll adjust that clear. So from 225, it'll go down to 215. So now they know they have 215 to clear that trap. But then the runouts, it's the same adjustment. You start with a 250 runout, let's say, and you adjust it based on not only just the steps that you've taken from the back tee, but now you've got the wind you've got to calculate and factor that into it, too. So, yeah. There's a lot to do in a very short time.
Yes, and I mean, Dustin Johnson, who's leading at last 4-under, he was the only person under par after yesterday's round was finished. He only got there with his... I do think his caddy got there before him, but they were playing. He just won on Sunday, got there at Shinnecock. It was his first time seeing the course. What are the chances of maybe the caddy doing some scouting work?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the caddy will be independent of the player until they meet up for the practice rounds. So the caddy's going to get out there as soon as he can to get the yardage book, to get his walkthrough in. Before the practice round, you want to have all your notes ready. So when you start the practice round, you've got all the holes analyzed, including the lines, too. You know, the target lines off the tee, which are, again, all of these numbers and lines and everything, they're flexible. They adjust every day they change. But yeah, the caddy wants to get there first, get all that stuff done before the first practice round.
Absolutely. So as you were watching off that first tee, Dustin Johnson hit a 240-yard iron into the wind, split the fairway, 167 yards to the hole. Right. So then you said there was a conversation between the two. Describe that for us.
Yeah, they picked the club, and his caddy Austin had, you know, backed off, taken the bag off. And Dustin paused for a couple of seconds. So Austin, like, approached him, you know, to kind of to double check on it. And he just reassured him that he had the right club, and he told him to commit to it. So that reassurance from the caddy, that's always a good thing to have there.
Yeah. No, it's, I think the workings between the two, you know, the fact that you've got the caddy working, getting all these numbers and having it all mapped out, and then also being the psychological backbone, sort of like that, hi there, yes, it's fine, don't worry about it, just do it.
Oh, yeah.
Or in this case, commit to it, right? Commit to it. Another conversation between Justin Thomas and Jimmy Johnson about a 134-yard approach shot into the wind, again, on number one. And Justin said 50 a little off the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jimmy said, yeah, 50, 46, 50 just left of it. Can you talk to us about this?
Well, right. Those numbers are, they always kind of make it a little bit of a shorthand. So 50 means 150 yards. And 46 to 50 would be 146 to 150 yards. So, on that particular one, that particular shot, estimating line and distance, you saw Jimmy gauging the wind by holding his right arm straight out and letting some grass drop straight down. So that's one technique the caddy will use to gauge the wind. And that's pretty important, too, because, I mean, this week their target landing areas they're so small. They're like 5 to 10 yards they have to land these shots into. So a 5-yard miss could mean, you know, on these crown greens, could mean it's going to either pull back and fall, you know, below the hole, or go over the green, or
yeah, or just roll right over the mountain.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're in a really ugly place.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I was talking about earlier in the show, that, you know, sometimes it's depressing enough when it happens to us. You know, we expect it maybe because we're not that great.
Mm.
But then to watch it on television, to the people that were expecting to have, you know, quote unquote perfection in their game, does that even exist in golf? No. And all right.
It's pretty humbling, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. So now let's go to and you wouldn't think this. This is, I thought this was great about Tiger Woods and Joe LaCava. They were on three, a 177, I guess that's 177 approach on three.
Uh-huh.
And talking to his caddy Joe, Tiger, why don't you take up the story from there? You gave me all this information.
Yeah, Tiger says, make sure we know what the wind's doing, but I don't see any hurting. So this is the player asking, you know, the caddy starting the conversation, and Joe says, you know, he agrees with him. So with the pin 27 in from the front and 8 yards off the back left, Tiger's wondering, you know, he's saying, can I get this there? They're talking about the club that he's picked.
Uh-huh.
And then Joe says, you know, I think it's to the middle of the green, not an issue. Yeah, that's the working relationship between the player and the caddy. It's the club selection, it's the yardage adjustments, and you have really just this back and forth. A lot of them do it on a routine, but some of them, you know, it'll just depend on the shot. This morning I was watching Steve Stricker and his caddy Tony Navarro on number 9. They had that, you know, number 9 has that 62-foot plateau uphill in an approach shot. Stricker had a downhill lie, downwind, and uphill. Now, I mean, ask for a combination of a difficult shot. So, But they all, you know, it's just business, just 86 to the front. That Steve asked that, and Tony confirms that, and they just work it out. It's fun to watch, actually.
It is, especially since you're on the, you know so much about what is going on, having the knowledge that you have about the way it's working. I just love that Tiger asks, can I get this there? And Joe says, I think to the middle of the green, not an issue for sure. And Tiger goes, okay, cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean,
That was just a marvelous interaction. And one doesn't think about Tiger Woods taking that much. But I think Stevie Williams used to say, you know, hey, most of those majors were just because of what I did, you know, and there was something, everybody thought he was a lot of bluster and, you know, it, sure, he wasn't using the club, it wasn't his club, and blah, 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 blah. But what he was saying basically is, I was in on this just as much as he was, just in a different way.
Right. Oh, sure. But then, you know, you have the flip side of it, too. You have the player who was, you know, taking charge. There was I think it was Friday, hole number 11. Ernie Els was up to hit into the par 3, 159 shot. So Ernie told his caddy, Lance Tenbrook, I should just rip a 9. And so then you could see Lance voicing some concerns to Ernie. But then Ernie turns to him and pretty firmly says, I know, but I got to play a shot. I got to play a shot. So you see here, all the caddy can really do is present the player with their view or options. The player is going to and should make the final call.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's I love it. You know, Ernie Els, you think of Ernie as being so laid back. But I got to play a shot. I got to play a shot.
Exactly.
Right? You know, I should just rip a 9, you know?
Yeah.
It's not something that you think of Ernie Els, one of the sweetest gentlemen I've ever met in the game. You know, I haven't met that many golfers, but he's just a real cool guy. So Mick Terrell is a caddy, semi-retired, but he had the opportunity in his semi-retirement to write a book, How to Caddy on Tour, Lessons Learned from Inside the Ropes. Where do we get it?
If you go to my Twitter page at Tour Caddy Blog, all the links are there.
At Tour Caddy Blog. Did you give up your website?
Well, I still have a WordPress blog, How to Caddy at WordPress.com.
How to Caddy at WordPress.com.
Right.
Okay. And then Tour Caddy Blog is on Twitter, and that's where we can get this. I think people should just read your book so they know more about how this, you know, to figure out your different shots.
Well, and all these, you know, the lessons in the book were all learned inside the ropes, under pressure situations. A lot of them were learned the hard way, you know, not everything went smoothly out there over the years.
Well,
mildly.
Yeah, so that's golf.
And those experiences, if you can't learn from them, you know. But yeah, you have to learn from your mistakes, and so I would constantly put them into my blog online, and then I had so much material that. Once I had more time at home, I just put it all together, and I managed to put it in, squeeze it into a book.
Fantastic. Mick Terrell, How to Caddy on Tour, Lessons Learned from Inside the Ropes. Thanks so much for being on the show. A lot of great insight. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. Coming back right after this, Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, Golf Kitchen. Guess where she spent Thursday and Friday? That's right. She was walking Shinnecock. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, Call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, I think he hit it too hard. All right, Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, Golf Kitchen. Coffee table book, you should find it at golfkitchen.com. And her Golf Kitchen magazine, the spring issue, should be coming out. I know she was working on some fabulous innovation with the stock, which is already so great on her magazines, with award-winning food photographer. Her photographs are beautiful. The recipes and the interviews are so interesting. She's been at Shinnecock Hills walking at the U.S. Open. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. And how was walking Shinnecock?
Oh, it was fantastic. As you know, it's a gorgeous golf course. I had one great sunny day, and then I had one raining day. You must have been watching yourself, and it was bucketing down, and they still kept playing. I couldn't believe it.
Golfers are ducks. They don't stop. They're out there. It's raining. Oh, well, it'll stop. So it's grand. It's huge. It's a massive course. How many holes did you walk without, and then feeling like, wow, can you imagine doing 18?
Well, I was staying very close to the property, and that was probably like a 1 mile walk. And then when we got there, it was like a huge amount of wide open greens there. And I'm not a golfer, as you know, but I couldn't believe how vast the greens are. It's just amazing. The clubhouse is stunning. I haven't been on that side of the clubhouse before, and I just thought, what a beautiful spot. I ran into some great people, ran into Bradley Klein. He's doing a story for Golf Advisor, Golf Kitchen, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
What is the title of that golf? I can't wait to read that article. What is it? What is it? Queen of Cuisine?
He tells me I'm the queen of golf cuisine.
You are. I'm looking forward to reading it. When's it going to come out? Let's pressure Bradley.
Well, I guess he's spending some time on it because it is a different topic. You know, we're discussing the culinary side, as you know, which you've spent a lot of time in. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. So hopefully soon.
Yes, now to give you some background, Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen. Golf Kitchen is going into the private golf clubs and talking with the chefs who are inside the private golf courses. I mean, chefs, you see them on television, you think it's no big deal, but see, these guys in the private world, they don't get a lot of exposure. People don't really go in and talk to them because you can't get through the doors of the private golf club, right, to get in to talk to these guys who are brilliant chefs and have brilliant access to gardens, right, in some cases right outside their kitchen. And so when you talk about sustainable practices and farm to table, well, it's their garden to table. And in some cases, maple trees were discovered, and the chef said, you know what, can I tap those trees? And now he uses the maple syrup from the maple tree, you know, fresh for his ingredients in what he's creating. And that's what Golf Kitchen is all about. And that's what these recipes are so fascinating and wonderful, because they're taken from around the world. In her first book, literally around the world, these private golf courses and the kitchens that she went into and interviewing the chefs. It's a great book. It's a great book, and it's a fabulous magazine. And when are you going to ship for the next issue?
Um, this issue is a little bit delayed. As you know, I've changed my printing system, so we've had a few challenges, but I'd say in a week or two, it should be ready.
That's excellent.
People are very patient, as you know. I'm a small business owner, and I work really hard, so it's a great project. And I'm trying to make the... I just want it to be as high quality as possible, and we've had some challenges with the new Lemonade cover, and I appreciate everyone's support.
Absolutely. We're just looking forward to... she's perfecting... her magazine, as this is the third issue, and Gary Player was on the second issue, and you can always get back issues, and you can subscribe at golfkitchen.com. So while you're in Shinnecock, I'm imagining that you have been talking to some chefs that may be participating in either the book or the magazine, Stock Farm Club and the New York Yacht Club.
Well, yes, I'm talking to Chef Peter Mentier at the Stock Farm Club in Montana, and I'm pretty excited about that. And I think that might happen in late July, early August, waiting for some dates to go down there. And then, fingers crossed, Yellowstone Club.
Wow.
And I think that's going to be pretty exciting, bringing Montana into the mix.
Yes.
One of the places I've always wanted to go. It's just going to be a different culinary scene there. It's in such a different area. Chef Peter comes from Chicago originally. Well, actually, he's originally from Montana, but he worked in Chicago for a long time. So he kind of has a couple of worlds to bring his cuisine into the kitchen. So I'm really excited about talking to him.
And
the New York Yacht Club, I am bringing in Yacht Club chefs. And I'm looking forward to seeing the New York Yacht Club. It'll be the first yacht club I've spoken to, and obviously the best. And I'm excited about that as well. Next week, I'm going to go to see them and get a tour of the yacht, the clubhouse in New York City, and see where that takes me. And I think that's going to be pretty successful. And I'm actually broadcasting to you right now from Newbury Street, Boston, which is absolutely stunning. A million people on the streets today because the weather is absolutely fantastic.
Give me just a second here. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Those are the radio stations we're on right now. Now, Newbury, Boston, tell us what's special. What attractions are there?
Newbury Street, Boston, is probably the most famous street in Boston. It's full of, really upscale stores, little boutique stores, Restaurant Road. I mean, it's everything here. It's just amazing street. I mean, the Boylston Street is near where I am living at the moment, but Newbury Street is the most popular street in Boston, and it's just bustling today. You have no idea. The restaurants are full. There's waiting lines everywhere. It's just crazy.
Yeah, do they have flower stands?
Yes, they do. Everything. They have, like, art. They have jewelry outside. Just walking around, it's like a cultural, And the thing about Boston is you don't get a lot of these days. You get maybe 3 months of this great weather, and then you have, like, nothing.
It's a shopping extravaganza.
Shopping and culinary extravaganza.
So you can go get yourself tired out and hungry, and then you eat and fuel up, and then you go back out, and you've got more places and more shops to discover and bring home some flowers for the house.
And the bars are all full of everyone's watching the Shinnecock Hills.
Oh, I bet. Yes, and Dustin Johnson's doing amazing stuff. Did you follow anybody in particular? Were you interested in following a group, or did you just enjoy walking the course?
I actually love Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, yes.
And he's doing quite well.
Yes, he is. He's a very strong player. It's interesting to see, this is a European Ryder Cup team that we're looking at. At the top of the leaderboard, we've got Henrik Stenson, we've got Justin Rose, we've got Tommy Fleetwood. It's going to shape up in France to be very, very strong. Wouldn't it be fun, Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen, if you and I could just jet to France to enjoy the Ryder Cup in France? Wow. I know a lot
sounds
of people.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too. Okay, one final note. that I wanted to bring up about Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. This was a three-day, not just culinary extravaganza, but there was a two-day golf tournament. There was the Chef's Cup, because the chefs were just, they're into golf. These guys that are, you know, you are in the private golf courses, some of them don't golf at all, but the ones that do are really into it. They were competing. So I understand that the next Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, the dates are set in stone and ready.
That is correct. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. April 25th to 29th, 2019, Punta Mita, Mexico.
Punta Mita, Mexico. Gosh, you know, I need to put that on my calendar, too. Diana DeLucia, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, now talk to you soon. Seriously.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. That's Diana DeLucia. It was so much fun watching all the people enjoying. There's a video at golfkitchen.com so you can see what Golf Kitchen Punta Mita was all about. And check out the book and check out the magazine. Really neat. And you get some very, very interesting recipes, because these golf kitchens are Australia, Morocco. They're just from around the world, across the United States, and it's just a whole lot of fun. And I know that Bob Bupka, our voice of golf for Talk Sport in the United Kingdom, and the host of the Grill Room show powered by Vertical Groove, is about to be on the show with us, but we're going to take a real quick break. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is six times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we are, of course, U.S. Open Golf. It's happening. It's moving day. And we'll see. Dustin Johnson, when he finished yesterday, he was the only player under par. He was four under, and the others were even or over par. And many, many of the fellows that you would think would be like there right at the top of the leaderboard. Well, let's just mention the notables who didn't make the cut. Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Bubba Watson, Jason Day, Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, John Rahm. It's a long list, but look at the guys at the top of the leaderboard, and it's a great open. Bob Bupka, voice of golf in the UK on Talk Sport, host the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. Welcome back into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you very much, Danielle. This, every U.S. Open is special. This one carries a little extra weight. I was born and raised less than 10 miles from the site of this U.S. Open. This is actually the fourth U.S. Open that I've covered on the radio from Shinnecock, my first being way back in 1986.
When?
This one made. Yeah, I know. Long before you were born, maybe.
Yeah. Sure.
This one's extra special. My brother Tom working with us in the booth. I have my grandson helping out. My nephew, my other son is working also. I mean, really a team effort. Janice Self put together quite a team to, you know, we're taking on a lot of work this week, but we volunteered, not, you know, accepted it. We didn't have to do it. But, you know, when you're beginning at 1:30 in the morning and getting done about 8 o'clock at night, it makes for a long day. But, you know, it's something that, you know, next week we all have plenty of time to relax. You mentioned that when he finished yesterday, he was the only player under par. Well, still, he's the only player under par. This golf course today, absolutely pristine, bright sun, really not a wind to deal with. And yet the pureness of Shinnecock Hills, Danielle, is holding up so well to the best players in the game.
It's definitely, when they say that, you know, it's the player against the golf course, this golf course is definitely showing teeth and showing us that these guys are not necessarily competing against each other. They are really going up against a golf course that doesn't want them to play under par. And the USGA has set it up to protect par, to make sure that they don't get to get away with anything, that a good shot is, well, rewarded, and a poor shot is, well, it's going to go someplace that you don't want to have to recover from. It's been fascinating watching. Sometimes I get a little bit depressed, Bob, because it's like playing. It's like, well, that's how I play. I don't want to watch myself.
Well, you know, it truly is a fantastic test. And somebody at the USGA years ago, I think it was Joe Dye, who had the comment, you know, why is the U.S. Open so tough? And he simply said, you know, we're not out to embarrass the best players in the world. We're out to identify the best players in the world. And after 36 holes, if you have the world's number one player on top of the leaderboard, you have to say the golf course is doing its job. I would say this, Danielle, and you get a kick out of this. I'm sure your listeners with Will, too. Last week, we took on some added duty in broadcasting from the merchandise tent Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And because of the historic nature of this facility, the first clubhouse ever built in America, first club ever to admit women to play, hosted an event back in 1896. So many players were in the merchandise tent buying various items with the Shinnecock logo, so that they could have it back in their house. I mean, it was just unbelievable to watch. And a lot of them also buying stuff for when they have their charity. As you know, and you've documented well on your show, that so many players have their own event where other players come and participate. Well, they're buying a lot of stuff here that they'll have on auction no matter where they go around the United States. So that's just one fascinating aspect of a, you know, open being held at a historic place like Shinnecock.
So 2004 was the last time the U.S. Open was held in 2004. And there was some, I don't know, hoopla over the way it was set up. And then changes were made. And this year, they're really showing Shinnecock the way it was. What were the changes that were made?
Well, they got two brand new pieces of equipment. Number one, piece of equipment, Danielle, it absolutely measures the amount of moisture in the green so they know how much water to put on. And the second one also determines how firm the green is. So with the scientific help, they'll be in good shape. A layman's explanation of what happened in 04, there was no wind predicted for Saturday night. Overnight, and yet wind did blow that dried it out more than they had anticipated. So they had a lack of water. The grass didn't respond properly, and they had some greens that were very difficult to putt on. That is not the case here this year. There hadn't been any complaints And a lot of players are getting their brains beat in and still saying how great the golf course is.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I mean, that makes it amazing.
Yes, it does. And tell us, what kind of grass is on the greens?
It's Poana.
It is Poana. Okay.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to file a report to London. You stand by, and I'll
absolutely.
Be back in a minute.
Absolutely. See, Bob Bupka is the voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK. So Bob will have to go over and do a quick report. Why don't we take a real quick commercial break and take care of the people who take care of us, make sure that we can do this show. We'll be back with Bob Bupka right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Okay, and a very, very large group of guys didn't make the cut. You've probably heard their names already on the show. I've mentioned it several times. Jordan Spieth was a surprise, but then again, not. Rory McIlroy, same. Bubba Watson. Jason Day's been playing really well. Matt Kuchar's always steady. Adam Scott's been doing all right. Sergio Garcia, up and down, too. John Rahm, very strong player. And, of course, Tiger Woods didn't make it. I didn't expect Tiger to make it. You know, Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport. You weren't surprised, were you?
Well, I wasn't that surprised that he didn't make it, but I had a little surprise for Tiger Woods when he showed up. I met him outside the media room on Tuesday, and I said, Tiger, I just want you to know where you have that yacht for is where I was born and raised. And he got a big kick out of that. And when I went into the media room, the room was crowded. I asked for the microphone, and I asked him to talk about the little village of Sag Harbor where that yacht was parked. And he said he thought it was very charming and all the nice things that Tiger says. But then I couldn't resist because a 150-foot yacht in the harbor of Sag Harbor is far from being top banana. So I said to Tiger, how does it feel not to have the biggest yacht in the marina? And he broke out with a chuckle, and that yacht was still there. Tiger flew home last night. He'll have his crew drive the yacht back down to Florida. But pretty nice to have a 150-foot yacht. And, you know, that's where you stay when you go to play a golf tournament. Nah, I think I'll take my yacht. And, you know, I'll fly up. You guys bring the boat up and everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine. Bring her home. I just wanted to talk a little bit about commuting there. I mean, let me first ask you about the weather, okay? I think the weather forecasters are getting a raw deal because yesterday, I think there was 0% chance of rain was the forecast, and then it, you know, poured. But Long Island is an island, isn't it? It's difficult to forecast what the ocean will bring.
Well, you're really overwhelming me, Danielle. How in the world did you figure out Long Island was an island? Did it have something to do with the name, or it's just a Danielle savvy?
No, it's... I mean, it's built up, you know.
Now, it is an island. It's actually a long, skinny island, about 125 miles long. But the east end of the Hamptons is, the most famous and rich people in the world live out here.
Right.
Here's what happens out here that's very commonplace, and your listeners will be surprised with this one. People will buy a $10 million house, okay? The next day, the bulldozers arrive. They don't take the TVs out and that beautiful end table or that nice couch. Everything gets bulldozed right down. Then they build the house that they want to build. They paid the $10 million for the piece of property and the piece of property alone. I mean, there's a house out here that has 66 rooms. It has 29 bathrooms. I've been invited to that house a couple of times, and I refused because I said, if I go to a house with 29 bathrooms, I'm liable to get lost. I might be in there 2 years trying to figure my way out.
It wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad at all. The reason Hawaii is island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, one of the most difficult places to forecast because of the different things that have. Long Island to me is almost more peninsula-like. It's so close to your mainland. We call the mainland, which is across the Pacific Ocean, the mainland. You literally have a mainland that's very close to you. And so when they, were going like, hey, 0% chance of rain, look what happened. It rained. Well, that's what happens when you're trying to forecast along the ocean. Now to the Poana that I started off before you had to go. I always think of California as having Poana. So Tiger has always been comfortable with Poana. Do they roll this Poana at night, or are they just letting it go?
No, great question, Danielle. They have that meter that now tests the firmness, and if it warrants, they will roll it and make it a little firmer. These greens are pristine right now. There's not one player in this field that has any complaints whatsoever about the quality of these greens. I mean, this is just a pure, old-fashioned test of your ability. You said it best in the opening to me. Good shots are rewarded here at Shinnecock, and bad shots, you incur the wrath. But that's nothing wrong. That's really the way golf is supposed to be played. Did I think that this golf course would hold up against the best players in the world to the degree that it is, with only one player? We're late into the third round and only one player under par? No, I did not. Obviously, it was weather assisted. The weather on Thursday, winds gusting 20-25 miles per hour. Any golf course is difficult. Today is absolutely beautiful. Temperatures in the 70s, slight breeze. We're going to have the same for tomorrow. Anybody watching it on television, Danielle, are going to see how beautiful it is. From the clubhouse, you can even see the ocean. This is just an incredible piece of property. And I'll leave you with this one statement. You're hearing so much about Shinnecock. There's another golf course right next door that's called National Golf Links of America. And years ago, I was with Ben Crenshaw. We were going from Shinnecock to National, and Ben looked me in the eye, and he said, Bob, there are no two finer golf courses in the world that touch one another any better than Shinnecock and National. Saw Ben just 2 weeks ago. I said, Ben, you still feel the same way? He said, absolutely. So you're hearing all the praise of Shinnecock, and then we have National Golf Links of America right next door. Danielle, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I must go.
You must go. He's the voice of golf in the UK on Talk Sport. He's the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. changing the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. And by the way, he's the author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released in first ebook edition by Diversion Books. And we are in a Ryder Cup year. We are going to France for the Ryder Cup. And, you know, there's always a question of it, if it's going to be a blowout. By the way, we have 5 minutes. Last week was so much fun. We had a winner last week in the last moments of the show, and we're going to do it again because it is Father's Day. Father's Day weekend, and we have Point Poupe, two more rounds of golf at Point Poupe. So you want to know what the number is? 546-5675. You didn't hear that? 546-5675. Neighbor Islands, just add 808. 546-5675. If you can call in the next, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, it's 24:40 right now. So you got a chance to get in there and win. Speaking of the Ryder Cup, I just want to go through a couple of the guys at the top of the leaderboard. Of course, Dustin Johnson, Scott Piercy, and Charlie Hoffman. A large group after that includes Tommy Fleetwood, Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, Ian Poulter. Whether Ian Poulter can play his way into the Ryder Cup again, that would be a comeback because he's been having such a rough time with the putter, and now he committed himself. I was told he committed himself to getting back in form, and here he is playing in the U.S. Open, and he won a PGA Tour event this year. And that's what you got to do. Commit yourself to it. Three amateurs made the cut. First-time professional also made the cut. And if you heard about young Scott Gregory, he shot the highest score on Thursday, a 92. Yes, he came back with a 75 on Friday. Thursday was brutal with the wind that was blowing. It was really tough. You didn't catch the number? It's 808-546-5675. And you can win two rounds of golf at Point Poupe. It's an actual gorgeous day to play. We're going to have partly cloudy skies, passing showers, mostly clear overnight with a little haze coming in. That's one of the problems we're going to have, of course, because the wind's variable of 215. Afternoon sea breezes may cool us off a little bit, but for the most part, easterlies 5 to 15 becoming variable, bringing some of that fog in. And with it being as hot as it's been, 90 degrees yesterday, just, you know, brutal, make sure that you are hydrated. And that you use, yes, you have to use some sort of skin protectant. Put something on. I'm not going to say which one that you should use. Just use one of the protectants that's out there and reapply. Reapply. So if you'd like to go play a round of golf, Volcano has a 9:08 and a 10:30. Makalei has a 10:10. There's an 8:50, 9:40, 11:20. At Point Poupe, where, of course, a gift card would be a great idea for Father's Day. And then there's the Kapolei Golf Course. They've got a 12:15 if you'd like to get out. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 9:40 and a 10:46. Makaha East has an 11:30. Oh, and a 10:30 as well. Makahili Course, that's 9:30 and 10:30. The Kahili Course is where Claude Brousseau's Maui School of Golf is. You should really take a lesson from Claude Brousseau. Wailea, the Gold Course, has a 9:36 to 10:30. The Emerald, they aerated 13 days ago. It's $100. There's an 11:30. And over on the Blue Course, there's a 9:16, that's the Emerald Course, a 9:16 and a 10:30. Now we're going to thank the people who make this show possible every week. And I thank you so much. Creative Plumbing, whether you're starting from the ground up, you're brand new, you just wiped out like they do in Long Island. You just tore down the house and you're starting all over. That's right. That's what you got to do. Creative Plumbing, you got to give them a call. So new build, renovation, repair, custom home, townhouse, shopping center, whatever. It's Creative Plumbing. You got to call because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone, Master Craftsman. Hey, they could do something if you raise that high, you know, piece of, and start all over. Your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project, doesn't matter if you're doing a mansion or a warehouse. Get in touch with Futura Stone. They've got AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, and with the high tides coming, you're going to want something like that. And of course, Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. and make your front gorgeous, because absolutely it is your home and you want to protect your investment and you want to add to your investment with a Rainer door, an overhead door that's going to provide lasting security and absolute beauty to your home. Rainer Doors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Hey, Kevin Murphy, Connie O'Hay, winner, gift certificate. Congratulations, you're going to play Poipu Bay. If you'd like to hear the show again, it's at radiogolfclub.com. radiogolfclub.com and go to the listen link and you'll find all of the shows. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.